I am today. On July the 1st, I will become the pastor of 5 parishes. And if I must be honest, I'm very nervous. The immensity of the task is overwhelming. Now, this is not just this point of time in my life. This is not just about trying to take on a complex task of somehow bringing 5 communities that for decades have been having their own identity and somehow magically make it all weave into one beautiful community. I understand. So what I'm realizing is not that just I have a new responsibility, but I'm at a certain juncture of my life. This is going to be a new kind of being for me. But let me draw the attention away from myself. Perhaps we have all been at important junctures of our lives. A new job, a promotion, a termination, a transition, news of a serious or terminal illness, a life-threatening surgery, an age milestone, a breakup, a divorce, a death. We have all stood at critical junctures of our lives. Peter and the disciples stood at a very critical juncture of their life, of their faith, and their future. They had heeded the call of Jesus, followed him for 3 years, observed his lifestyle, heard his teaching, noticed opposition build, witnessed his persecution, seen his violent crucifixion, and 3 days later, his resurrection. And now they stand at a critical and particular juncture in their lives. Jesus intervenes. Jesus intervenes in ways that gives them hope and direction. So here are my 3 points for today, and I really want to reflect on Jesus' intervention in the lives of his disciples and then draw just some thoughts for us today. So here are 3 very brief thoughts I would like to share with you. So here's my first point. The question, do you love me? At a critical juncture in the life of the apostles and the nascent church, Jesus asked Peter the question, do you love me? Why this question? The question was not, do you remember everything I've said? Peter, are you up to this? Or you denied me 3 times, can I still trust you? Honestly, if I was Jesus, that's the kind of questions I would be asking. But the question was, do you love me? Folks, I stand at a critical juncture of my life. What question should I imagine Jesus is asking me? Perhaps you are at a juncture in your life. And even if you are not at a juncture, what question should you imagine Jesus asking you? No matter where we stand, folks, what if the most important question, or perhaps the only question that you and I need to answer is, do you love me? Take that thought home with you. Secondly, do you love me a way of imagining life? How do we imagine life? Let me clarify the question. Sometimes children amuse you when they share with you about how they imagine life, right? They will tell you, when I grow up, I want to be a teacher, or I want to be a veterinary doctor, or I want to be an actor. What are they saying? They are imagining life. They are describing what will define them. When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" he was asking Peter how he imagined life. Jesus was asking Peter what was central to his life. Jesus was asking Peter how he defined life. And Jesus was inviting Peter to make his answer his life-defining answer. Jesus was inviting Peter to make his answer to the question, "Do you love me?" central to his existence. Jesus was inviting Peter to imagine life with, "Lord, you know that I love you," and that would define the rest of his life. What if today's scripture is inviting us to imagine life the same way that Jesus was inviting Peter? Satish, son of Joseph, do you love me? Rina, Betty, Tim, Donna, Vince, Kathy, do you love me? And what if that is the question that Jesus is inviting us to imagine our life with? Finally, imagining life as overflowing love. Jesus' question, "Do you love me?" and Peter's answer, "Lord, you know that I love you," is not some narcissistic exercise. Peter's confession of Jesus' love leads him back to the community. Three times Jesus says to Peter, "Feed my lambs." So even though Peter was at a critical juncture of his life, even though I am at a critical juncture of my life, and even though you might be at a critical juncture of your life, Jesus' question is not some vain sentimentalism. No, it's not. God's love for us and our love for God will always accomplish two things. Give us meaning, and then lead us to live life meaningfully, not for ourselves, but in the world. True love is not inward looking. True love leads us back to the family, back to the community, back to the church, back to the poor, back to the world. It would be Peter's love for Christ that would impel him to feed the lambs. It is our love for Christ and Christ's love for us that will lead us from the critical juncture that we are at and take us into meaningful living in the world. Feed my lambs. This is not just for Peter and the priests, it's for every one of us. So take these three thoughts home today and let it simmer in your hearts and in your souls. So at this Eucharist, folks, then just right at this altar and from this altar and then again in communion, it's the same Christ who asked Peter, "Do you love me?" that is going to encounter us today. The question is going to be, "Do you love me?" Not once, three times. So as you receive the risen Lord, as we receive the risen Lord, let's enter into this conversation with the Lord. And let's imagine life in the way Christ is inviting us to. People of God said,